Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
They're not moving on from him until next year at the least. Like, we had one of our guys, Rob, tweeted in like, hey, man, the Saints need a quarterback. It's like, why would they do that? Why are they taking on Deshaun's contract?
They're not doing that.
Especially when they just took Tyler Shuck with a second round pick. Like, the only way you're getting out of this contract as it pertains right now is if you get through next year and then, you know, Deshaun and you come to some sort of a, probably a post-June 1 settlement, and then you cut him early February and he maybe goes and tries to rehab his career. But I think people are piecing together the parts of this because of anxiety of, well, Deshaun is, you know, come hell or high water, he's going to come back. Yeah, that's what he should be doing.
Yeah, I think fans look at it like he's like the boogeyman of sorts, and I don't blame him for that, but like almost as if everything he touches, it just turns to complete garbage. And that's why like him throwing to Jerry Jeudy, him throwing to David Bell.
They're like going to give Jerry Jeudy cooties?
I think that's kind of what I think some fans think. Like, wait, I don't even want him around those guys. I don't want him in the building. I don't want him around the team. I don't want his aura and his energy even anywhere close to these players.
So I'm glad you said that. Deshaun's coming off multiple Achilles tears, and he's still coming off the shoulder injury, which I think is the thing that's going to probably end his career after watching him play for a short amount of time last year. I was looking for signs that his arm was getting stronger and his arm was getting weaker and more erratic. And that's nothing Deshaun can control. Maybe, listen, who knows? Maybe a year removed from the shoulder thing, maybe it actually was a blessing in disguise because he didn't take hits last year, and all he's been doing when he couldn't run around was work on his arm. I don't know. To me, the biggest thing with Deshaun is the person that he was here. And I don't mean like he's a bad guy. I don't know him. We can all judge him based off the accusations. I don't know him. I have only read the depositions. I've only gotten a slight glimpse of who he was. If Deshaun can refine the human that he was, meaning like how he engaged his teammates. Like, we talked with Scott McLuhan last week about Shedeur Sanders and how, you know, when Shador's in the room, everybody snaps too. Same thing with Baker Mayfield.
Exactly right, yeah.
That's who Deshaun was in Houston. It's not who he was here, at least at the end. Who Deshaun was at the end was, there's a lot of, is that guy broken in a way that we didn't have the concerns of the first summer we saw him? That, to me, is, if, because I'll be honest with you, I don't want Deshaun around these guys. If Deshaun is still woe is me, if he's William H. Macy in the cooler and he's just everybody around him, you know, gets 10% worse.
Yeah.
I don't want that guy around. If Deshaun can reclaim who he was before everything that happened, then I would actually give him a decent chance. It just ain't going to be here unless there's an act of God that steps in. We're in act of God territory with Deshaun Watson to ever come back and do anything meaningful for the
Browns.
There's
just too much of a roadblock in front of him for him to overpass it. That's why he'd have to do something in the parts of the season that we won't even really be able to see him work, because he's not supposed to be healthy until October.
Yeah,
I know that the whole point of the article was that he is healing at such a fast rate. And there's been a lot of times in sports history we've seen some freak athletes be able to come back from injuries and not only be great, but also heal faster. Westbrook was one. Adrian Peterson was another who just came back from an Achilles tear. Like, what was it, like 6 or 7 months when it's supposed to be a 9 or 10 month deal at that point? Like, some people have been able to do that. And so even if he's progressing, he's still going to miss, you would imagine, the majority of, if not all of training camp, some of the preseason games as well. Like, Nick, I'm not expecting him to play in any of the preseason games.
No. That'd be the
opportunity if he was healthy to actually showcase himself.
So because of that, you can't say the Browns wouldn't do that. But I would advise against it.
I just don't think he's going to be healthy enough. But, well, like, if he is healthy enough, do you throw him in a second or third preseason game?
No. From a business perspective, I understand if they want to play him to see if somebody would take it. But who's going to do it? Because you're not just taking all, you're taking everything that comes with Deshaun. That's the problem of it. It's like, I can understand the logic of, well, if he goes out there in preseason game number 3 and he's throwing the ball well, he's moving well, but who's going to look at that and be like, well, that tape in a meaningless preseason game against backups is enough for me to override the tape of the last 3 years and give you anything. And oh, by the way,
yeah,
the Browns still then take a huge salary cap hit at that point.
I would hope that they wouldn't fall for that, because it feels like in the 3 previous off seasons, they fell for the idea that Deshaun Watson could still play football in the training camps and everything else, and he couldn't play football.
So we're hoping somebody else falls for that. No, by the way, we haven't.
No. You're not going to be able to get rid of him and have somebody else take that on. That's
okay.
Just, financially, right, that doesn't make any sense. I'm talking about the Browns specifically here.
I bet you.
Because Deshaun's push here is, and what I would imagine the push for the next 2 years will be, until the Browns can actually get rid of him in March of 2027, the push will be, let me debut and showcase off for other teams, I would imagine.
And I would imagine that the Browns' response would be, you fooled me 3 times. And I think it's about where Deshaun was at the end of last year, where He was a lone wolf. He was an isolated figure in that locker room. Talk to anyone who was in that locker room. His teammates won't say it because pro football players never do this kind of thing in public. But in terms of the beat reporters, like, go back and listen to what Daryl said about being in that locker room and where guys were. And that's a very jovial, friendly locker room. And Deshaun was by himself. And yeah, I think it's so hard when somebody is, I don't want to say unanimously, but widely maligned with fans, it's really hard to come back. It's even tougher to come back. This is an organization that thought, Baker's too immature, we can't ride out the storm with Baker in that locker room, which turns out to be bananas. You could have totally done it, you just didn't have the stomach for it. This is so much worse than that. This is going to the depths of where somebody can go. And again, I don't think he's hated. That's not it. But how can Deshaun go into that same locker room and regain every bit of trust that he's had? He can't.
No, it seems really hard. But he is doing the work right now.
He's doing Instagram videos.
And, yeah, well, and so I think that's part of his main goal is, like, and again, the Instagram videos and stuff like that, it does work across the NFL in certain ways. Like, you do have to promote yourself in some regard. And I'm curious to find out if in 2 years of him just posting Instagram videos and photos of him throwing footballs, if it looks good. I'm curious to see if anybody will bite.
It hasn't worked for Nick Chubb. Now, in a year's time, if the Browns release him I do think someone will give him run. I don't know if it's 2026 or 2027, but the NFL is, there's a scarcity of quarterbacks. If somebody's like, well, the Browns never put him in, you can just go through all the excuses that you can make. Yeah, I could see Deshaun getting, a third chance somewhere. An act of God will be the only thing that puts Deshaun on the field in a Browns uniform again.
And on the other side of this, I do want to address the idea. I think a lot of people are thinking, well, why do they even let him in the building, right? Like, why don't they just kick him off and tell him to go, hit bricks? I don't think you can do that. I just because of the insurance policy and everything associated with that, I feel like, and this is, I don't have like inside knowledge on this. It just feels like what makes sense to me. So you can tell me if this doesn't make sense to you.
But this isn't going to be like the blimp or Primus again yesterday.
Still makes sense to me. Which? So it might be exactly like that, if we're being honest. But like, I think there's got to be something in the CBA that says basically if you're keeping them on and you have the insurance and everything is protected through injuries, that he's able to actually be in the building and be around the team.
I think you're onto something. Also, for a team to go to those extreme of lengths, he would have had to do something unforgivable within that locker room or that organization.
And
Deshaun
that instance,
has just failed here. I don't, he's done things that to Browns fans we feel unforgivable. If you are if you're against the things that Deshaun was accused of, those are unforgivable. But within the code of the NFL locker room or what organizations deem sacred, that's the stuff we don't have with Deshaun.
Yeah, I feel like something within the CBA would protect him in that regard, because you can't just cut a player while keeping him on the roster, essentially, is what I think fans want them to be doing, and I don't think that's possible.
216-474-0092. Can a healthy Deshaun play his way into the Browns quarterback situation? You and I say again, this is more about the Browns side of things. If Deshaun plays next year during the regular season for the Browns, it's because the Browns decided that was okay. That's not, Deshaun didn't just come alive in practice like he was Willy Wonka after falling and getting his cane stuck. No. The Browns got desperate enough to go down that road. And I thought it was interesting in a pre-show point, and I actually will give this credit to Mac, because Anthony Aland asked, threw this topic out there, like, what's the worst case scenario with Deshaun? And immediately I thought, if he's healthy, meaning like this year, specific for the Browns this year.
Which is exactly what Mac said, right?
Which, and that's where the credit goes, is because then Anthony didn't give us a chance to figure out our own opinions. He went, because Mac says it's if Deshaun is healthy, and he's right. Like, this is just, there might be time, or there might be times where maybe this wouldn't have been this way. But
optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I don't know that Browns fans, and again, it's not, there's still some Deshaun, you know, Watson supporters out there. There seem to be supporters for everyone out there, no matter what you do. And what, but like,
yeah, I mean, apparently I heard all about the picket fences, the Dylan, the Kenny Pickett supporters.
Oh, that's, oh, no. So, okay, I think they, like the Dylan Gabriel, the Gabrielites, as I'm calling them.
We got to get a good name for the Dylan Gabriel supporters.
So you're saying Gabrielites isn't a good one?
How is there so many Dylan Gabriel supporters? Oregon's had enough good quarterbacks throughout the years. He was only there for a season. Like, how do they have so many good... How is there such a large camp for Dylan Gabriel?
Gabriel's goons. It's not bad. It's alliterative.
I like alliteration.
Yeah.
You know I like alliteration.
Yeah. And then they're goons.
But I haven't come across him yet, though.
Oh,
everyone else says you just all you have to do is say one thing about him.
Yeah.
I call the man an Oompa Loompa, and I haven't taken any strays.
I made a joke on Twitter about hopefully one day Dylan Gabriel grows up to be the Browns quarterback, And it was the picture of him next to Joe Flacco and Sanders and Pickett. And you would have thought I cursed like someone's dead grandma.
All right, then I like it. The Gabriel Goons.
Now, where are we going with this one?
The Deshaun Watson supporters that still exist, although I don't believe that they actually do exist. I think there's got to be like 12 people in the entire world that are Deshaun Watson supporters at this point.
But I think even they would understand. For Deshaun personally, listen, Deshaun playing in the regular season for the Browns is a bad thing for Browns fans. It's a bad thing for the Cleveland Browns because you've already kind of buried that with Jimmy Haslam's comments a few weeks back. And it's a bad thing for Deshaun, too.
Well, and his injury is guaranteed with the cap and everything associated with that because of the insurances that the Browns took out. Like, you will the following year, not to get all like capology on you, but the following year, you're supposed to get a big paycheck back in return.
216-474-0092. What's the worst case scenario with Deshaun this year? It is him being healthy. Quick hits coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.